Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How Great Ideas Happen, The Hidden Steps Behind Breakthrough Success by George Newman is a research-based nonfiction book about creativity, innovation, and problem solving. Newman, a cognitive scientist, challenges the familiar image of creativity as a sudden flash of inspiration granted to unusually gifted people. Instead, he presents creative work as a discoverable and repeatable process, closer to archaeology than magic. The book argues that strong ideas are often latent in existing materials, patterns, constraints, and problems, and that effective creators learn how to search for them deliberately. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It interprets what research suggests about how ideas emerge, while giving readers a structured method for finding, developing, and judging their own ideas. Drawing on examples from art, music, film, science, and business, Newman positions creativity as a skillful form of exploration, rather than a mysterious personal trait. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creativity as discovery rather than sudden invention. The central distinction in how great ideas happen is between invention as creation from nothing and discovery as the recognition of possibilities already present in the world. Newman uses the archaeology metaphor to make this difference concrete. An archaeologist does not produce artifacts by force of imagination. The work is to survey, excavate, recognize, and interpret what is hidden in the terrain. Likewise, creative people often succeed by noticing overlooked materials, patterns, tensions, or combinations that others have missed. This reframing matters because it reduces the pressure to wait for inspiration and shifts attention toward disciplined search. It also explains why creative breakthroughs often look obvious in retrospect. Once the right element is uncovered, a song arrangement, design feature, film style, or scientific question can seem inevitable. The book, therefore, treats creativity less as a personality label and more as a mode of inquiry. Readers are encouraged to ask where promising ground may already exist, what assumptions hide useful material, and what can be revealed through patient attention. Secondly, surveying and gridding turn vague ambition into searchable terrain. A major practical contribution of the book is its emphasis on the earliest stages of creative work, surveying and gridding. Newman argues that many people begin with brainstorming before they have clarified the problem space, which can lead to random effort and superficial ideas. Surveying means identifying the right problem, opportunity, or territory before digging for solutions. This step requires attention to constraints, unmet needs, anomalies, and signs that a field contains unexplored potential. Gridding then converts that broad area into manageable segments. The point is not to make creativity mechanical, but to prevent the search from becoming shapeless. A guiding question, a set of categories, or a deliberate comparison with adjacent fields can help creators avoid circling the same familiar options. This approach is especially relevant for teams and organizations, where vague goals such as be innovative often produce scattered activity. By defining where to look and how to divide the search, Newman makes creative exploration more transparent, teachable, and repeatable. Thirdly, digging separates idea generation from premature judgment. The digging stage focuses on producing a broad range of possibilities before deciding which ones deserve investment. Newman stresses a familiar but often violated principle: generating ideas and evaluating ideas are different tasks. When people judge too early, they tend to discard rough, strange, or incomplete thoughts before those thoughts can reveal their value. In the archaeology metaphor, this is like throwing away an object because it is covered in dirt. The book does not simply defend quantity for its own sake. It argues that volume increases the chances of encountering unusual combinations and partial discoveries. Digging also asks creators to tolerate ambiguity. Early ideas may be compelling without being clear, generative without being practical, or uncomfortable because they challenge existing assumptions. This stage is therefore not a celebration of randomness, but a disciplined suspension of final judgment. The practical lesson is that creative sessions should be designed to protect exploration, encourage multiple directions, and keep selection criteria from narrowing the search too soon. Fourthly, sifting requires distance, evidence, and learning from failed attempts. After many ideas have been generated, Newman turns to the problem of selection. Sifting is the careful assessment of what has been found, and the book treats it as a distinct creative skill rather than a simple matter of personal taste. People can overvalue an idea because it is their own, undervalue it because it feels unfamiliar, or misread early discomfort as evidence that the idea is weak. For that reason, time and distance are important. A promising idea may need to be revisited after the initial excitement or uncertainty has faded. Newman also emphasizes learning from setbacks rather than treating failure as a final verdict. Sifting asks what an imperfect idea reveals, which part of it has potential, and whether a small adjustment could change its value. This point is important because many breakthroughs depend less on a wholly original concept than on a crucial refinement. Selection, in this view, is not merely choosing winners. It is extracting signal from messy creative material. Lastly, examples from the arts and culture show how hidden patterns become breakthroughs. The book strengthens its argument by using cases from creative fields rather than relying only on abstract advice. Examples linked to Jackson Pollock, Paul Simon, and Korean filmmakers illustrate different ways discovery can operate. Pollock is presented in relation to deep visual patterns that can be recognized and amplified through artistic practice. Paul Simon and Graceland show how existing recorded material and musical influences can be sifted, reduced, and reshaped into something new. The discussion of Korean filmmakers points to creative development through close study of foreign models and the transformation of borrowed forms into fresh genres or styles. These examples matter because they complicate the idea of originality. Newman does not portray creativity as copying, but as attentive transformation creators examine what exists, locate latent value, and recombine or refine it with purpose. The result is a more realistic account of cultural innovation, where breakthrough work emerges from interaction with materials, traditions, constraints, and prior attempts rather than from isolation. In conclusion, How Great Ideas Happen is most useful for readers who want a practical but intellectually grounded account of creativity writers, designers, managers, entrepreneurs, researchers, educators, and anyone responsible for solving open-ended problems. Its benefit is not a promise of effortless originality, but a clearer method for moving from uncertainty to workable ideas. Readers can apply its framework by first defining the right problem, then structuring the search, generating possibilities without premature rejection, and finally evaluating ideas with patience and evidence. Compared with many books in the creativity and innovation category, it stands out for the strength of its guiding metaphor. The archaeology model gives coherence to the whole process and avoids both mystical language about genius and overly rigid formulas for productivity. Newman also balances research, cultural examples, and concrete exercises in a way that makes the subject accessible without reducing creativity to slogans. The book is particularly valuable for people who feel blocked because they assume creativity requires an internal spark. It offers a more manageable alternative to treat ideas as discoverable, search systematically, and learn how to recognize value before it is fully polished. If you would like to support George Newman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.